Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Pet of the future. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 2018, Barbara Streisand disclosed to the BBC that she had cloned puppies from her Coton de Tulier dog. I'm sure I'm not saying that right. The dog's name was Samantha, and she passed away in 2017. And who was the visionary behind this A-list cloning story? A company named Viagen, a Texas-based biomedical corporation that can help your pets live forever. Well, kind of. Today, we'll talk about the history of Viagen, the corporate cloning resource that feels both deeply relatable and that of science fiction. Let's get into it. In Streisand's case, she, quote, couldn't find another curly-haired Coton, as the breed usually has straight hair, I guess. So she decided to make another on her own. Well, not on her own, with Viagen. Cells were taken from her dog Samantha's mouth and stomach before the dog passed away. In a New York Times interview, Streisand says, quote, I was so devastated by the loss of my dear Samantha after 14 years together that I just wanted to keep her with me in some way. It was easier to let Sammy go if I knew I could keep some part of her alive, something that came from her DNA. A friend had cloned his beloved dog, and I was very impressed with that dog. So Sammy's doctor took some cells from inside her cheek and the skin on her tummy just before she died. And we sent those cells to Viagen Pets in Texas. We weren't even sure if the cells would take. And then I got a call from the lab. Not only did the cloning process take, but it produced 4 puppies. Unfortunately, the runt of the litter died before the puppies were old enough to be delivered to me. Viagen Pets, based in Cedar Park, Texas, is a division of Transova Genetics. It was launched in 2003, offering cloning to the livestock and equine industry, and in 2016, opened cloning and DNA preservation services to anyone who could afford it, which was only rich people, because at Viagen, it cost $50,000 to clone one dog, $30,000 for a cat, and $85,000 for a horse. And yes, Viagen created and uses the same tech that cloned Dolly the sheep, a female Finnish Dorset sheep with a claim to fame as the first mammal cloned from an adult somatic cell back in 1996. Viagen's subsidiary, Start Licensing, owns a cloning patent for somatic cell nuclear transfer, which as of 2018 was licensed to their only competitor, Minerva Biotechnologies Corp. Of course, some other competitors have come out of the woodwork in recent years, including Mag Power Systems Incorporated, the Eilerson Companies, and Generatio GmbH. Not sure if they use the somatic cell nuclear transfer, but as of now, there are a couple cloning techniques. Typically, however, cloning happens when a cell nucleus from the original source animal is injected into a donor egg that's had its genetic material stripped away. Under lab supervision, the egg grows into an embryo and is implanted in the uterus of a surrogate mother who births the puppy or kittens. Yes, you can get more than one clone a pop, which feels like a much better value. More in the bargaining bin cloning biz after the break. Blake Russell, Viagen's president and the owner of a stallion cloned from the DNA of a racehorse champion, says the genetic material of the animal you wish to clone can be stored almost indefinitely before cloning, using cryopreservation. Quote, a cloned pet is, simply put, an identical genetic twin, separated by years, decades, perhaps centuries, he adds. His company says it is, quote, committed to the health and well-being of each and every dog and cat with whom we work, and it adheres to all U.S. regulation. Not that there's that much, I would imagine. The dissenters of Viagen are many. The FDA received over 30,000 comments regarding animal cloning in 2006 from groups like academics, retailers, animal advocacy organizations, and farmers. Animal welfare organizations specifically suggest that cloned animals are more prone to disease and mention the industry's high failure rate. A large number of clones are simply not viable. One 2018 report by Columbia University put the average cloned animal success rate at just 20%, which sounds pretty traumatic for the people and animals involved. But the FDA ultimately ruled that it, quote, neither supports nor opposes cloning. They also added in response to ethical concerns that they were, quote, not charged with addressing moral, religious, or ethical issues. Still, some think Viagen's offerings prey off of wealthy animal owners in a vulnerable and grief-stricken space. An article by Massive Science states, quote, "One of the key selling points of cloning is the customer's devotion to their dog's personality, and an underlying belief that behavior is heritable, a logical continuation of the popular idea that different breeds have a particular habitus, the kind of genetic determinism that still seems acceptable when it comes to our pets. Pet cloning companies encourage this notion. They can't promise that a clone will act like its predecessor, but they do their best to insinuate as much with supportive case studies. This, their critics allege, is how they fleece grieving pet owners. Truly, there is so much more to living organisms than their DNA. Even the dog photographs on the Viagen website don't look the same. Not that the looks or how they look is everything. Viagen officially reported that 25% of an animal's personality comes from its upbringing or nurture. But according to Simon Cowell, Diana von Furstenberg, and of course Barbara Streisand, none of that really matters. Streisand gave away one of her three surviving Samantha clones, keeping two that she named Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. I guess I just hope they are really, really good dogs, for theirs, Streisand's, and science's sake.